go out with tin pans and scream and yell. And, have you ever heard of, let's see, like, horning bee, serenading?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
I mean, is that what I described?
Serenading.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? Like when they say, you better behave or the what's going to get you?
Don't let me say what's in my mind. The devil's gonna get.
Sure. Okay. That'll scare them, all right.
I was gonna say that'll do it.
Okay. How would you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase and you've got to take it from one place to another, you'd say, "I'm glad I don't have to what this very far."
I don't have to carry this too far.
What would you call a creature that has a very hard shell and lives in water?
Turtle.
Okay. What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Pterodactyl.
What would you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlin.
Okay. Can the insides of other animals be eaten? I mean, anything else? And would you know what to call them? Like, I don't know, people eat inside organs of cows or...
Well, the tripe. Not tripe, I don't know. But I don't know...
Do you know how they fix that? When they prepare it?
Mm-hmm. Boil it and then batter it.
I'm always hungry. Every time we get to these food questions,
you
I'm going...
Even by a can, you know.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
What would you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What would you call a flat, small flat-bottom craft with oars that you use on a lake? Squared front. Okay. Would you call it a rowboat or just a boat? Or
I think I'd call it a boat. I don't know.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
You mean that you wash it and put it in?
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String.
If two men have a fight, and men, this makes me so mad, he's perfect to put men in here because they always do. Mm-hmm. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other very soundly, you might say, one man really. If could you say that in a... is there anything else? I mean, if you really beat him well, would you?
I'd say clobber.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
Yeah.
Well, no, like if he just kind of scrunches down, you'd see he's sitting on his...
Scrunches.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? I'd say, you know, like, he doesn't want to turn loose a penny. He's a real...
miser.
Suppose a person is wearing kind of funny-looking clothes, you know, like a country person coming to town all duded up. You'd say, he really looks